Hi, this is George Fenneman, and it's time again for the best of Groucho. Stand by for lots of laughs right after this important message.
Rosemary DuBost and Harold Owings are standing by to talk to you, so folks, come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Harold Owings and Rosemary DuBost.
That's you, huh?
It's Rosemary DuBost.
It says here...
The S is silent.
D-U-B-O-S-T, DuBost. Isn't it? Why don't you pronounce the S?
The S is silent, sir.
Well, why is it silent? It's DuBost. It's
no, it's pronounced DuBost.
Where are you from, Rosemary?
Well, it's Rosemary.
Well, you said the S is silent. Your name will always be Rosemary DuBost to me. Where are you from, Rose?
I'm from Chicago, sir.
Oh, Chicago, huh?
Yes, sir.
How long? I used to live there. Lived there for 11 years, yeah. Till they found out. Now, why did you come to California?
Well,
were you on the lam?
No, sir.
You know what that means?
Yes, sir.
What?
I don't know.
You're deceiving me,
Yes, sir.
Rose.
Mary.
You don't mind if I call you Rose?
Eh? No, sir.
You like Rose better than Mary?
I like Rosemary better.
Uh-huh. What about Mary Rose? Set on attack, Mary Rose. Well, that's an old poem. Now then, your name is, let's see, your name is Rosemary DuBost, huh?
No, I'm Harold Owings, guy.
Oh, you're Harold Owings. I knew that. Harold Owings. Where are you from, Harry?
I'm from Missouri. I was born in Fairplay, Missouri.
Fairplay. Well, that's a lovely name for a town. Was there any of that there at the time?
Yeah, they were. It's a nice town. Uh-huh. A lot of nice people.
What kind of work do you do, Harry?
I'm in the real estate business. I'm a realtor in Eagle Rock here in Los Angeles.
Why do they call him a realtor? Why not real estate? Are they ashamed of it?
It's a trade name. It's a dress-up, I guess. Uh-huh.
Now, is the real estate racket pretty good these days, Harold?
The real estate business is wonderful.
Suppose somebody walks into your office and you tell them how healthy it is in Little Rock. And then they say, yeah, but what about
Eagle
all
Rock.
This... Eagle Rock.
That's Eagle Rock, uh-huh.
Yeah. And then they say, but what about all the smog I read about in the papers back home? What, do you have an answer for that?
Why? Yes, I tell them we have smog.
You have to tell
them? You can't hide it. It's here. We have it.
You can hide the people that are in the smog, but you can't hide the smog. Harold, you and Rosie are a charming couple, and I hope you'll be very happy.
Well, thank you, Rock.
This is George Fenneman, and you're listening to the best of Groucho. Hi, I'm George Fenneman, and we've got the best of Groucho for you. Get ready for plenty of laughs right after this most important message.
Groucho, Joan Fitzpatrick and Russ Molloy are on deck to play You Bet Your Life. So folks, come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Now, Joan Fitzpatrick and Russ Molloy. Now, which one is Joan?
I am.
Oh, you're Joan.
Yes.
Joan, where are you from? Heaven?
I'm from Windsor, Ontario, Canada.
Oh. Somebody out there from Mexico. Did you ever do anything to enhance the reputation of Windsor? What a ridiculous question that is.
Well, I was Miss Canada.
Oh, you do? Then why don't you go back there? Joan, you know Canada and the United States have been very friendly for over a century and a half. What are you doing after the show? Could we get together and cement relations? I have a few relations I would like to cement. Your name is Joan Fitzpatrick, huh? That's you?
Russ Molloy.
Russ Molloy. Well, Russ Molloy to you, too, huh? Now, what's the object, the reason for the whiskers, Russ? I'm sure you must have a reason, otherwise you wouldn't wear it.
Well, it commands quite a bit of attention, Groucho.
Well, I'm sure it does, and I'm sure if you walked around without your trousers, it would... it would also attract a lot of attention. But that's hardly the answer that I expected. How long have you been sporting this alfalfa?
Oh, about 4 years.
4 years,
yes,
huh?
Sir.
Isn't it rather confusing when you have shredded wheat for breakfast? What sort of work do you do, Doctor? I presume you're in the medical profession.
Well, in a profession, but actually I'm executive director of Del Canto Tapes and Records.
Is that why you wear a beard, to dust off the records?
We haven't thought of that use, but that's a good one.
Well, it certainly is. It's coming mighty handy. Are these long-haired records? What's the latest record in the record business? Well, what is the advantage of stereophonic sound over dead silence?
Well, actually, of course, with stereo, you have two speakers. And
like free. Congress?
Just about.
You know, you're talking to a man who still has to crank his gramophone by hand. Well, what would I have to do to install it in my house?
Well, it's really quite simple. First off, you would need a comparatively rumble-free turntable.
A rumble seat?
A rumble-free turntable.
You know what Ken Hubbard, the Hoosier...
Yes, sir.
Humorist, did you ever hear of him?
Yes, sir.
He once said that you could tell more about a girl watching her climb into a rumble seat than you could if you were married to her for 20 years.
I'm George Fenneman, and this is The Best of Groucho. Hi, I'm George Fenneman, and welcome to The Best of Groucho. We'll meet Groucho's guest right after this.
Groucho, Otho and Linjoy Pettyjohn are waiting to talk to you. So, folks, come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Oh, Otho, is that right, Otho?
Yes.
I thought Otho was that stuff they put around calla lilies to get rid of snails.
Ortho.
Huh?
Ortho.
Ortho.
Yes, wonderful.
Now, how did you meet Linjoy?
Friend of mine.
You still regard him as a friend?
Oh, yes, a very dear friend. Uh-huh. I should meet this girl, that she was a real weirdy. Very strange. Very strange.
Well, how did it turn out? Was your friend accurate in his appraisal?
No, she's really a tremendous girl. Very exceptional.
What happened at this first meeting?
Well, she asked me if I would marry her.
She's normal, all right. What did you say to this proposal? Were you speechless?
She was making a joke of me, so I said, don't laugh, I might marry you. Mm-hmm.
You know who's laughing now?
Yes.
Our mother. Were you working at the time when you nailed him?
Well, I quit working as soon as we got married.
What kind of work was he doing at the time?
Well, he wasn't doing anything.
Now, what kind of work were you out of, Otho?
I was out of all kinds.
You were all kinds. Well, could you name a few of the jobs that you were out of? What weren't you doing at the time, do you remember?
Well, window dressing and...
I've never dressed a window. Is it fun?
No, it's hot. Very hot. Warm work.
Well, do you undress the windows, too, before you dress?
No, there's a particular person that undresses windows.
Uh-huh. What do they call him?
He's a window undresser.
Seems to me that would be more interesting than the job you had, wouldn't it?
Yes, but it paid less.
What else have you done that you weren't doing?
I had rent-free for 2 years
for
saving a woman's life. That's very
well,
nice.
Well, how did you get that? I don't understand that.
But I saved her from drowning. And
where?
Laguna Beach, in the water, out. Outside.
Let me get this straight. She was out of the water and you saved her from drowning? What'd you do, grab her on the beach and pull her in the water and drown her?
I had to have 2 years free rent. I arranged it that way. Oh. But, you know.
What are you doing now, Otho?
Anything with
money attached.
With
to
money
it.
Attached. It's illegal and.
Can't you find another woman and throw her in the water?
This is George Fenneman, and you're listening to The Best of Groucho. Hi, this is George Fenneman, and it's time again for The Best of Groucho. Stand by for lots of laughs right after this important message.
Groucho, I'd like Shirley Hurd and Douglas B. Calderwood to meet you. So, folks, you in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Those are very imposing names. Mr. Calderwood, what does the B stand for?
Groucho, it stands for Boyd.
Boyd?
B-O-I-D.
Oh. Are you from Brooklyn?
Brooklyn? Yeah. No. I'm from a little place called Yelverton in Devonshire, England.
Oh, right.
Where Dartmoor is, you know, where the prison is.
What did your father do, 20 years?
My father was the world authority on the subject of the salmon.
Really? Well, that explains what he was doing in prison. He was studying salmon in the can. Your name is Shirley Booth?
No, Shirley Hurd.
Shirley Hurd? Oh. Shirley Hurd what? Isn't that an incomplete sentence? Where are you from, Shirley?
I was born in Southlands, Michigan, but I came to San Diego when I was a year old.
And do they say Shirley to bed when you were small? You know, like Shirley to rise?
I don't remember.
Well, I'm glad I thought of it.
I'm glad I didn't.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't forget it before I thought of it. Are you married?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. You're a very attractive woman, Shirley.
Thank you.
How long have you been married?
12 years.
Do you approve of that sort of thing?
Of marriage?
Yes.
It's all right.
You mean you can take it or leave it?
Exactly. You take it or leave it alone.
Now, this fellow, where did you meet your husband, this chap that you dislike?
Emery.
Emery, is that
his
name? I
don't dislike Emery.
No.
Emery's real
You're
nice
You're not nuts
fella.
About him, though.
Yeah, I like Emery. He's fun.
What you don't like is the state of matrimony, is that it?
Yes, I like that, too.
Well, what don't you like?
It lasts so long, though.
That's true.
We've been married a real long time.
Can't you knock him off?
And he tells sheep herder jokes.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's the lowest form of human life.
You know what I mean, though.
Yeah. What kind of work does your husband do?
He works for the telephone company. He's a deskman. He tells the fellows that climb the telephone poles what poles to climb.
Yeah. Well, these are pole cats, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, how does your husband know which poles to send the men to?
I never ask him. I really don't care much about poles.
Well, how do you feel about Czechoslovakians?
Much about it either.
In fact, you dislike the whole continent, don't you?
No.
Does your husband like his work?
Yes, he likes it very much. He works nights, and you'd be amazed what you can do when your husband works nights.
You might be amazed, but I wouldn't.
I'm George Fenneman, and this is The Best of Groucho. Hi, I'm George Fenneman, and we've got the best of Groucho for you. Get ready for plenty of laughs right after this most important message.
Groucho, Joanna Lee, and Dick Matheson are waiting to talk to you. So, folks, come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Joanna Lee and Christy Matheson, eh? Joanna?
Yes.
Let's get right down to basic questions. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
No.
No. I don't believe in rushing into marriage. And I think that I don't believe in early marriages. And I think that...
You need to have an early marriage. You can get married at 10 o'clock at night.
I think that a woman should be a woman before she's married.
Well, yeah. Now, you believe a woman should be a woman before she gets married? I certainly agree with that. I'd hate to marry a woman and then discover she was really a crocodile. Although a lot of my friends have married crocodiles. Your name is Christy Matheson, you said?
Dick Matheson.
What sort of work do you do?
Well, I'm the religion editor at the Los Angeles Times.
Bye now. Religious editor, huh? Now, what do you do in your job?
Oh, I listen to sermons and go to church four or five times on Sunday.
Hey, you take anything out of that plate?
No, but I don't put anything in.
Now, Dick, have you ever tried writing anything else besides your newspaper copy?
Well, as a matter of fact, I have a new book out. It's The Eternal Search.
You have a book out, too?
Yes.
The Eternal Search? What is this, about a fellow who's looking for his car keys?
No, it's a history of medicines and drugs and...
Oh, well, that sounds very interesting.
Love potions.
Love potions, you say? Well, do you guarantee these love potions?
Well, I understand they work sometimes.
Well, could, just in case, could you put me down for 50 gallons? I need all the ammunition I can get. Suppose I wanted Joanna to fall in love with me. What would you recommend?
Well, let's see. There's a classic old voodoo recipe, which I understand never
fails.
Voodoo?
Oh.
You take 9 drops of cat's milk and the
tail. What do you do? You milk the cat?
Well, I didn't go in that far.
You have to get down awfully low for that. Tough enough milking a cow.
Then you go on to the mole. You have to have a mole's tail and
a
mole's head.
Ew. A mole's head?
Yes. And then you get the 3 hind legs of a swamp frog, the head of a crow, and a tuft of hair from a goat's whiskers. You put these all in a bag and with a cord around it and wear it around your neck while you pursue it.
You mean instead of a necktie? Joanna, what does this do to you?
Makes me sick.
Well, love will find a way, but that's only the hard way.
This is George Fenneman, and you're listening to The Best of Groucho. Hi, I'm George Fenneman, and welcome to The Best of Groucho. We'll meet Groucho's guest right after this.
Groucho, a lot of Yvonne Strahl and Jack Walsh are on deck now. So, folks, you men, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Lottie von Strudel and Jack Walsh, huh?
Lottie von Strudel. I'm Lotte von Strahl.
You're a lot of what?
Von Strahl.
Von Strahl.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not a Strudel.
A Strudel? Now, where are you from, Lottie?
I am from Germany.
Did you go to college over there?
No, I did not go to college there, but I was later at the Psychical Research College in London.
Sounds very impressive.
Mm-hmm, fantastic.
What did you study there?
I didn't study. They studied me.
Why did they study you?
Because I have ESP.
That's terrible, ESP, you know. Have you tried rubbing hog fat and kerosene on it?
Shame.
Say, don't get too close to your partner because he's liable to catch you, too.
Oh.
What happens when you get ESP? Does your hair fall out?
Oh, certainly not. When you have ESP, extrasensory perception.
Oh, is that what it is?
Extrasensory perception. That's what it is, yes. That is that I can tell you all about everything. About you, about our other ESP here.
You can tell what other people are doing and thinking?
Yes, not thinking.
Well, what's my Uncle Julius doing right now?
I couldn't tell you that, what he is doing now.
Well, I can tell you that. He's doing 30 years in Sing Sing. Your name is Jack Walsh?
Yes.
Where are you from, Jack?
I'm from Philadelphia.
Oh.
But I was raised and went to school in Trenton.
You went to school in Trenton?
Yeah, business college.
What kind of business did you go in after you escaped from business college?
Show business, Groucho.
You're in show business?
That's right.
You went to business college to get into show business?
Yeah.
That's like going to a nursery school to learn about gardening. What did you do in show business?
Became a strong man.
He doesn't look very strong, does he, Lottie?
No, he doesn't. I would never have thought so.
Well, I hold the title of the world's strongest man.
Really? You know, we've had 3 fellas up here in the last 2 years who claim that same title.
Yeah, but I have it officially, Groucho.
Well, what have you done, I mean, to prove it?
5,013 pounds I've lifted on my back.
You've lifted that on your back?
That's right.
That's...
It was an elephant. It was a 4,800-pound elephant and the platform.
Uh-huh, and peanuts. Are you strong enough to pick up a check in a restaurant?
I'd rather avoid it, but I think I could.
What did you do after that?
Well, I was an MC and a comic.
You're using the past tense. How long were you a comic?
Ooh, just a short while.
What kind of jokes did you tell? Could you give us a few examples of your jokes?
Well, is that your hair or is your head unraveling? The distance between your ears is exactly 1 block.
Now, wait a minute. Have you started telling the
jokes? Yes. This is it.
Well, you better give
this
me a little
it.
Warning.
I'm George Fenneman, and this is The Best of Groucho. Hi, this is George Fenneman, and it's time again for The Best of Groucho. Stand by for lots of laughs right after this important message.
Groucho, I'd like you to meet Chief Don Napier and Lorries Dutton.
Here, that little cutie. Lorries, yes. You're a particularly attractive girl. Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Well, that takes care of you, at least for the moment. Are you happily married? Do you love your husband?
Oh, yes, very much. He's a wonderful man.
Now, Lorries, why do you insist on this devotion to your husband? What is so hot about him? What has he got that I haven't got in addition to you?
He's manly and romantic.
I beg your pardon.
Adventurous.
Yeah. What do you think
gallant.
I am, a flying goose? I'm gallant, too. Could you describe him more in detail? I mean, so far, he sounds fairly revolting.
He's handsome.
He's handsome?
Yes.
I see. And that's the way you distinguish him from me. Now, your name is Chief Don Napier?
That's right, sir.
Napier. Do you have a job?
Yes, Groucho.
What do you do?
Well, I'm an old-time medicine man.
Oh, come, Chiefy. With television and radio and things like that, aren't people too smart to fall for the old-time medicine man's pitch?
Well, what do you mean, Groucho? Today, you take this program here. That's nothing in the world but a medicine show, only...
I happen to have a sponsor out front. You keep that kind of talk to yourself.
You gather a crowd together and tell them a bunch of corny jokes and then tell them about the products.
This fella's been listening to my show. Well, could you give us a sample of your pitch? Go ahead. You got a crowd. We'll see
sure.
how you compare with TV.
Well,
here's a chance for you to
realize
a lot of that poison.
I realize, ladies and gentlemen, it's not the nature
You're starting
of
off wrong.
American Indian to get up in front of an audience and make a talk or a public speech. And I'm sure that my people are not salesmen. If we'd have been salesmen, we'd have had the United States subdivided and ready to sell when the pilgrims landed here. One fellow spoke up and says if he don't sell us something, he'll wind up trying to cheat us. You know, you've never been cheated by an Indian in your lifetime. But the Indian, he's used to being cheated. He's been cheated out of the richest and wealthiest country on earth. And about the only thing that we have left today is what the white man calls Indian summer. And we don't have too much of that anymore.
Chief, you sold me. And now, if you only had some of your eucalyptus rubbing oil and with you, I'd buy a bottle.
Well, I just happen to have a bottle, Groucho. Now, if you have a toothache, one drop will ease a toothache. One drop will stop an earache. If you have a pain in the neck, you rub it on. Pain in the back, rub it on. Pain in the leg, rub it on. But if your wife gives you a pain, you don't use it for that. Would you like to taste it now? You can drink
Let me
it.
See it.
You can rub it on.
Well, I don't want to drink anything that I can rub on.
This is George Fenneman. And you're listening to the best of Groucho. Hi, I'm George Fenneman, and we've got the best of Groucho for you. Get ready for plenty of laughs right after this most important message.
Groucho, we have Nancy Oots and Frank Sampson on deck. So, fortune, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Nancy Oots, eh? Where did you get a name like Oots?
Well, we traced it back, and it's a German name. We traced it back six, you, seven generations.
Was your father a Quaker? Perhaps it was Quaker Roots. Let's see, you're James Frank Oots, is that your name?
No, I'm Frank Sampson.
Frank Sampson?
Yes, sir.
Well, that name fits you. You look strong and hale and hearty. Are you an ex-football player?
No, I'm a tree surgeon, Groucho.
Oh.
The Sampson Tree Service in Beverly Hills.
What kind of service do you give the trees? Do you check the tires on the rubber tree, for instance?
Well, no. Ours is kind of a shady business, and I'm trying to turn over a new leaf.
Now, how did I get into this? I suppose you live out of a trunk and you have little branches all over Southern California.
Well, no, we have a sprouting business, but my bill collectors seem to have me out on a limb, and there's a lot of fallout in this organization.
You know, you keep this up and somebody's going to hang you from one of your patients. I thought we'd never get out of the woods. Do you have a job, Tootsie?
Yeah, I'm a stewardess for United Airlines.
You're a steward with United Airlines? I thought they only allowed two drinks to a passenger.
That's right. I'm a stewardess.
Oh, you're a steward. I don't hear very well, you see. My collar is too tight. You know, if you were actually a stewardess in an airline, as soon as you walked out here, you'd have put a pillow under my head, shoved a plate of baked chip and a chicken on my lap, and said, sorry, we'd be 3 hours late getting into Salt Lake City.
No, I wouldn't have done that.
You wouldn't?
Uh-uh, because I don't fly to Salt Lake City.
Samson, does your wife worry when you're up there in a plane with a pretty stewardess like Tootsie?
Well, I'm not married, Groucho.
You're not married? Well, hot diggity dog, here we go. You say you're not married? What kind of a girl are you after?
Well, a nice feminine type.
Feminine. Well, they're the best kind, the feminine. Tootsie, would you say that you're the feminine type? For example, do you like to cook?
Yeah, I don't cook too well, though. I cook grits real well.
Grits?
Yeah. Well, grits are real good.
Grits are good?
Yeah. Especially in the morning with ham gravy on them, you know, for breakfast.
Listen, anything is good with ham gravy on it. Even an old shoe.
I'm George Fenneman, and this is The Best of Groucho. Hi, I'm George Fenneman, and welcome to The Best of Groucho. We'll meet Groucho's guest right after this.
Groucho, I'd like you to meet Nancy Anderson and Scott Edwards. So, folks, you can please and meet Groucho Marx.
You little rascal, you. Nancy, I'll start with you because you are a little rascal, aren't you? Where are you from, Nancy?
Well, I was born in Edgewood, Maryland, but I just lived there for a few weeks, and then I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee, and since then I've lived in Alabama and Georgia, North Carolina.
Nancy, I notice you have a decided northern accent. How long have you been in Southern California?
Well, I've been here for 3 years, but I've lost most of my accent.
How does the city of the Angels compare with your home down south? Which do you prefer?
Want me to tell you the truth?
I certainly do.
Well,
we don't have anybody.
I much prefer the south. I don't like the traffic and the smog, and I don't like the general attitude as well either. I think about the first day I was here, I went into a grocery store, and on the wall they've got signs, pickpockets will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law, and absolutely no checks cashed, and forging checks is a felony, and you will be arrested. And this store is protected by the Eagle Eye Detective Agency, and where I come from, they have signs that say, through these doors pass the finest people in the world, our customers.
Well, you must remember that we have a lot of crooks in Los Angeles.
That's just what I mean.
And you're Scott Edwards?
Yes, I am.
Where are you from? Partly.
I'm from Springfield, Mass, originally.
Oh, Springfield, Mass. Somebody out there from the Klondike. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
How old are you?
33.
And you're not married yet?
No.
Well, how is it a handsome, bright young fellow like you isn't married yet?
Well, I guess the right girl never came along, Groucho.
Oh. Well, perhaps you're doing something wrong. Just what do you do when you have a date with a pretty girl?
Well,
I mean, why don't you lie down and tell old Dr. Hackenbush all about it? It's only $30 an hour.
Well, actually, I have an apartment down at the beach at Malibu, and when the moon is on the water and the surf is nice, and we have a little pleasant music in the background and a little martini, it can be quite effective.
Well, it sounds very romantic. How do you fix your martinis?
Well, I mix 5 to 1.
You put in 5 parts gin to 1 part vermouth?
That's right.
Well, what do you need the moonlight and the music for?
This is George Fenneman, and you're listening to The Best of Groucho. Hi, this is George Fenneman, and it's time again for the best of Groucho. Stand by for lots of laughs right after this important message.
Groucho, we have a couple of sisters ready to meet you now. One of them doesn't speak English. However, the other one is going to act as her interpreter. So here they are, Mrs. Ida Tondino and Mrs. Isabella Caracciolo.
Well, there they are. Huh? Ida Tondino, Isabella Caracciolo, huh? Is that right?
Caracciolo.
Groucho?
Caracciolo.
Caracciolo. That's where I keep my car in the Caracciolo.
Caracciolo. Conosciuto in tutto il mondo.
Now, you say you girls are from Germany?
Italiani.
Oh. This is Ida over here, huh?
Me.
Oh.
Ida.
You're the one that doesn't speak English, huh?
I speak English.
You speak English?
Yes.
Now ask Isabella how old she is.
Quanti anni tiene? Beh, questa non dovrebbe dirmela questa domanda, perché non è domanda da fare a una donna.
She must be 100, huh?
Non si domanda mai l'età di una donna.
How old does she say she is?
47.
She's a 47, huh?
Yeah.
How much did she lose in the translation? you're married, huh?
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
35 years.
That's a very romantic
it's
to be romantic, married.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
35 years. He must be a fine fellow, huh?
Yeah.
What was there about him that made you fall in love with him? Do you remember?
Nothing.
Well, at least you didn't hate him when you met him, did you? Now, Ida, you must have a lot on the ball to be able to hang on to your husband for 35 years.
Yeah.
Are you a good cook?
Cook, look at me. I'm a cook like you. I'm a cook with spaghetti, lasagna, ravioli, pizza, chicken al cacciatore, everything you want, I cook for you.
Can you make a garaccio?
Garaccio, no, it's a name.
Now, while you're cooking, what does your husband do?
My husband was in the garage, have a permit.
He's in the garaccio, you mean?
Garage.
He's in the garage?
Garage. He have a permit to make wine. I call the people, he have a nice time for the friend and drink wine.
He's in the garage making wine?
Yeah.
Doesn't he know prohibition is over? Why don't next time you see him, if you ever do, you know, if he ever comes out of there, tell him he can get it legally now. Isabella, what does your husband do for a living?
Tell her.
He's a what?
Tell her.
No, you tell her. I don't care. What do you mean?
Just tell her, he make a suit for men.
He's a teller and he makes a...
suit for men.
I'm George Fenneman, and this is the best of Groucho. Hi, I'm George Fenneman, and we've got the best of Groucho for you. Get ready for plenty of laughs right after this most important message.
Groucho, we have Larry Sipes waiting to talk to you, so come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Larry Sipes, eh? Where do you work, Larry?
Well, I don't work. I'm a senior.
You don't work?
No, sir. I'm a senior at the University of Southern California.
Oh, at where?
USC.
What kind of athletics are you studying at USC?
No athletics. I'm a pre-law student there.
You're studying law at USC?
Yes, sir.
It's quite surprising. I thought all they taught at USC was football. From the record, I would imagine most of the team has even been cutting those classes. Do they actually have students at USC who study?
You know, Groucho, for a long time, I've been watching your show.
Oh, thanks.
And I've really suffered through many times with you because...
Well, you're not alone, old boy.
At any rate...
Their name is Legion.
I've been concerned for you because you've made quite a few statements about SC that...
You mean inaccurate?
Incorrect.
Statements?
Very
you think
inaccurate.
So?
Misrepresentations, in fact. And
well, I question that very deeply.
Well, this is...
I doubt if I've ever said anything up here that couldn't be substantiated.
Well, I would like to disagree with you in terms of your comments about SC. Now,
what, for example, what do you object to about my
Well, you ask if we have students.
You know
who
that
study.
They have a very bad football team, don't you?
We had an unfortunate
Notoriously
season.
Notoriously, an unfortunate season. That's the nicest euphemism for disaster I've ever heard. Well, what else have you got to defend at USC that I can't desecrate?
Well, you asked if we have students who studied SC, and I think we
no,
do.
No, that's not true. I asked you if you had students.
Well, let's put it this way. At the present time at SC, in order to stay at SC, you have to maintain a straight C average. This is the highest academic standard on the entire West Coast.
A C average is considered good at USC?
Well, it's a minimum for staying in.
I had all Bs. But I had them in my bonnet, not in the collar. Well, Larry, you've convinced me. If I've insulted USC in the past, it was purely unintentional. What I really meant to do was insult UCLA. Now, I'm willing to admit that I don't know too much about the college curriculum, Larry, but it's my impression the colleges of today are teaching what we learned in high school in my day. Is this true?
Well, I don't know. What did you learn in high school?
Well, the fact is, I never went to high school. And furthermore, when I want your opinion, I'll ask for it.
This is George Fenneman, and you're listening to The Best of Groucho. Hi, I'm George Fenneman, and welcome to The Best of Groucho. We'll meet Groucho's guest right after this.
Groucho, Mary Eunice McCarthy and Jimmy Lee are standing by to talk to you. So, folks, you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Mary McCarthy and Jimmy Lee, huh? Are you a housewife, Mary, or do you have a job?
No, Groucho, I'm a writer.
Have you written anything that I might recognize, Mary? Because I just read the funnies. You know.
Well, I started out as a cub report of the San Francisco Call Bulletin, and then for years I've written for the screen and television. You might have remembered Theodora Goes Wild or The Life of Sister Kenny or some of those.
Oh, did you write those?
Mm-hmm.
Well, put it there, kid. That was a very fine movie.
Thank you.
Are you Jimmy Lee?
Yes, sir.
How old are you, Jimmy?
Well, I tell all my friends I'm 85.
Apparently, you haven't got many friends. You don't look that old. How old are you, actually?
39.
Huh? Now, where were you born, Jimmy?
Can't talk.
You can't talk? Why not? You seem to talk very well. Where were you born?
Canton.
Canton. Canton? Oh, that's in Ohio. How long did you stay in Ohio?
That was in China.
Ohio was in China? That must be since the Reds moved in over there. Huh? Now, where was your father, in Shanghai?
In Bakersfield.
You were born in Canton, Ohio, and your father's in Bakersfield, and you're 85 years old. Huh? I've heard of the mysterious East, but this is fantastic. Are you married, Jimmy?
Yes.
Oh, you are, huh? How long have you been married?
15 years.
How'd you meet your wife?
Well, one day I took my shirt to the Chinese laundry.
That's really carrying coals to Newcastle.
I met my wife. I thought she was Japanese.
She was a Japanese and she was working in a Chinese laundry?
I thought she was Japanese.
Now, when did you discover she was a Chinese?
She's not Chinese, she's Mexican.
What is her name? Chiang Kai Gonzalez? Jimmy, my advice to you is get a pair of strong eyeglasses and do your laundry at home. What did you do on your first date?
What did I do?
Yeah.
Jimmy,
you virtually answered the question already.
I'm George Fenneman, and this is The Best of Groucho. Hi. Hi, I'm George Fenneman, and we've got the best of Groucho for you. Get ready for plenty of laughs right after this most important message.
Groucho, we have Yolanda Colombo and Charlie Fox on deck, so folks, you in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Charlie Fox and Yolanda Colombo, eh? Yolanda, how old are you?
25.
25. Are you married?
No.
You're not married, huh? Are you interested in matrimony?
Well, yes and no.
But what have you got against it,
then? Nothing. It's just one of those things. You never find the right man, you know.
You expect to find the right man?
I hope so.
There is no such thing as the right man.
Well,
take what you can get. Odds and ends, that's
okay.
All. Where are you from, Yolanda?
From one of the most beautiful cities in the world.
Where?
Rome, Italy.
Now, what are you doing over here in addition to looking for a wealthy man?
I'm a tourist.
Oh, a tourist?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of us as a tourist?
Well, I think this is a beautiful country and a free country.
A free country?
Yes.
Can I do anything I like?
Of course.
Kiss me, you fool. Yolanda, if I did everything I wanted to do, next week this show would be coming to you direct from Alcatraz.
Be nice.
It's nice, eh?
Sure.
I'll get back to you in a minute, Yolanda. You're Charlie Fox, huh?
That's right, Groucho.
Where are you from, Charlie?
I'm a native California. I was born right here in...
You're a naked California?
No, Groucho, I'm a native of California.
Oh, you're a native of
California. Yes, you don't find very many native Californians nowadays. They're pretty hard to find.
Yeah, and a good thing, too. How old are you, Charlie?
I'm 30 years young.
30 years young. Well, you look about 70. What do you attribute this to, inflation?
Well, Groucho, I think I'm in pretty good shape.
I prefer her shape, but what makes you think you're in such good shape?
Well, Groucho, I live right, and I eat right, and I breathe right, and I exercise right.
Doesn't everybody breathe right? Let's take this one at a time. How do you eat right? Are you right-handed?
No, I'm ambidextrous, really.
Oh, really?
Yes. Live on natural foods. Foods that bite back and have life in them, that are...
What do you mean? What do you eat? What do you eat? Live leopards?
No, Groucho. I eat foods that are alive, like alfalfa and sunflower seeds and fruits and vegetables.
You mean sunflower seeds bite back?
Yes, they certainly do. Have you ever eaten sunflower seeds?
Oh, I'd be afraid. You say you eat alfalfa?
Yes.
Where do you get this stuff?
Well, I usually go where the cows go, out in the pasture.
And then you get on your hands and knees?
That's right.
Imagine taking a girl out to dinner and winding up in a field on your...
This is George Fenneman, and you're listening to the best of Groucho. Hi, I'm George Fenneman, and we've got the best of Groucho for you. Get ready for plenty of laughs right after this most important message.
Sunita Pelkey is waiting to talk to you now. So come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
This isn't going to be easy, this next one. Does your name have any translation?
Well, Groucho, it means health or healthy or something like that.
I picked the right name for you, Sunita. If I ever saw anyone who's bursting with health, this is it. How do you account for this large amount of beauty and health?
Well, Groucho, I think it's... sports and good eating habits.
You mean a lot of sports have filled you up with a lot of food? Is that it?
Well,
what are you, what are some of your good eating habits? Can you eat peas with a knife?
No, but I eat liver and yogurt for breakfast every morning.
What a schweinerei, huh? Yogurt and liver? Mm-hmm. You know, it's bad enough to have to get up in the morning and look at the morning paper. Without having to stare at yogurt and liver besides. Why do you eat yogurt and liver?
Well, Groucho, yogurt and liver have a lot of B vitamins, and most people lack B vitamins.
You don't lack anything, kid. Sunita, I pride myself on being able to guess occupations. I've been doing it so long. And I'd say offhand that you're a differential calculus teacher at Caltech. Is that right? Is that right?
No, Groucho.
You're not?
No. I'm a dancer and a showgirl at the Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge? Well, that's a very fine place there. What do you do there?
Well, I actually walk around with an hour-shaped figure dress.
You just walk around? This is your entire occupation?
At the present, yes.
An hourglass dress, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Must be the early part of the hour, huh? Sunita, have you done any modeling?
Yes, I have, Groucho.
You won any contests?
Yes, that also. I've been Miss New York State this year in Miss Universe pageant, and I've been Miss Smiles, Miss St. George, Miss National Salami, Miss Potato Salad.
You were Miss National Salami? Well, is that anything like Miss Potato Salad? Or did you get them both together?
No, they were separate.
All you needed was coffee, huh? Well, what was this? You say you were Miss National Salami. Have you ever hung in a delicatessen window?
I'm George Fenneman, and this is The Best of Groucho.